From Busheltown to Bulgaria, they're the fattest hosts around. Cliff and Kendall!
Hey, baby, baby, baby.
Did I do good, Mom?
Did I do good, Mom?
Did I do good, Mom?
Bring it, bring it, bring it.
Two big old boys, two big old.
Frodo is bagging.
Hey!
Hey, you hear that echo in here? I love it.
Well, I don't hear it as much in here, but outside the booth, there's all kind of echoes.
Oh, where I know there's so much metal.
This is one heavy metal show.
Whoa. No, we're not doing a song about heavy metal music.
Oh, if only.
We're doing a song about a yellow submarine.
Give us another 500 shows.
We'll get there.
Heavy metal.
But no, we're in a submarine right now, Cliff. We're talking about the deepest depths of the ocean.
Oh, I shouldn't burp like that in the submarine. It's just going to be in here with us.
It's pressurized. Don't do that to us, Cliff.
We're under pressure.
Oh.
Raining down on me.
What's all this pressure going to do to all this fat?
Oh, Kendall, that's... what do you call that?
That must be why I'm so bloated.
Bloat. It's a, what are you talking about, though? Why are we on this submarine?
Because
listeners
said...
are screaming.
We're talking about... the deepest parts of the ocean this week, Cliff.
Oh.
And we're on a rye tour.
Yeah.
And Mr. Snodbottom, he used to be in the Naval Reserve or something, and he had some old buddies, and they said, hey, let's go for a trip. And he thought it'd be a great idea to be on a submarine while we're doing this show.
When he told me about this, all I heard was submarine, and I thought, ooh, that big sandwich I'm going to eat.
You're like, I'll take a foot long, and here we go.
Goodness,
this is a wonderful excursion.
Oh, why, this takes me right back to when I was a young man, dear. Oh, when I was in the Naval Reserve, you know, I spent many an hour on the poop deck.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I was swabbing and swabbing and swabbing.
Oh, such a swabber, dear.
Isn't he so suave, dear? I was a suave swabber.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my.
Devil, you do tell the wonderful story.
Oh, yes, thank you, dear. You know, I see those boys over there. I don't know if they're really doing the periscope any justice. You've got to... Oh, I've got to go tell them, dear.
Oh, goodness. Isn't he so smart, dear?
You've got to hold a little periscope down.
Listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. He was in the Naval Reserve. Oh, well... he'll set this ship right. I know it.
Have you ever wanted a periscope in anything?
A periscope? I did it at the science center when I was a kid.
At the science center.
Or like if I have food that I'm hiding from people and I have to crouch down behind something and make sure nobody's coming, then I might need a periscope.
What would you do if you were just looking through that periscope over there and you saw like a big giant squid outside?
I think that's why I don't like periscopes. It's too scary.
I
don't want to know what's out in the deep.
Especially while we're doing this episode about the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean.
Speaking of deep, I got a real deep thought for you. Deep thoughts with Kendall. I know you're worried.
I'm not worried.
Look, if you think about it.
I'm not worried.
Humans, when we die, we decompose, worms eat us.
Worms eat us.
And then the worms get eaten by chickens and hawks, and people kill those, so it's a weird circle. But in the depths of the ocean, these fish that eat other fish, there's nothing to fish them. So really, they're like the head honchos of the Earth.
Head honchos.
And when everything's gone, they'll still be down there.
Like the head whore.
The head whore of the deep.
The old joke town. The head whore of the deep. Which animal do you consider the head whore of the deep?
Probably that one with the light bulb on
the light bulb.
It like flashes and they come in, they eat it.
Anything with a light bulb flash. Yeah. That's because we like Christmas.
Well, it's kind of like in Beetlejuice where it says, girls, girls, girls. I think that must be the head whore where it's got the flasher.
Oh my God. Kendall, would it be so gay if that sign had only said boys, boys, boys in Beetlejuice?
You said the head whore.
The head... What you can't have? What Kendall?
I guess.
Kendall, do I have to fight for equality on every episode? Do I? Kendall, this deep in the ocean, we're all the same. Okay, baby? All
right.
We're all the same. This spread love.
You're a whore, I'm a whore, everybody's a whore.
Everybody's a whore.
All right.
And listeners are saying, I want more of this Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast show. It's a, you know, age-old internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 in Busheltown. Kendall, can you believe if you tuned in Busheltown on Rye 99, 4 a.m. Sunday morning, you would hear this show from us in a submarine?
It's like Jacques Cousteau over here.
People are like, what the? Is this a damn Jacques Cousteau special on the radio?
Fat Cousteau. The deep part of the ocean, they also call it the Hadal Zone.
The Hadal Zone.
Have you heard of that before?
I've not.
You
please,
haven't?
Please tell
me. Well,
let me
tell you all about it. It comes from the word Hades, Cliff, because it's so freaking deep. It refers to both the Greek kingdom of the underworld and the god for the underworld himself.
I just have to tell you, we've just entered the Hadal Zone.
Goodness, I don't know if you guys know this, but it comes from the word for the, you know, Hades.
Oh, dear, please educate us.
It was the kingdom of the Greek underworld, dear, and the god of the underworld himself, Hades, dear, was named for that.
Oh, imagine if it was still there and people would no longer say OMG, they would say OMH. Oh, my Hades.
Right, well, maybe it is there, dear. We don't know. We don't know much about the deepest part of the ocean.
Yes. You know, Fonky was just telling me the other day about all of these abbreviations that the children say in preschool. They say OMG and LOL.
Before the war, BTW, do you remember that one? That was very funny.
BTW, before the war. Very tragic, thinking about terrible, all of the soldiers lost.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Well, that was terrible.
So, well, I'm loving the Hadal Zone.
It's wonderful. There's so much to see down here.
There is.
It's pretty dark, though.
What are some things we would see?
Well, there's all these weird-looking, lit-up creatures. Did you see those? The weird light-up jellyfish?
Oh, okay. No, I think that was the submarine expelling out some of the bowel waste from the old latrine.
Well, it was beautiful either way.
You know, you have to
There's looking at the positive, too.
Oh, beauty is where you find it, boy.
But you know,
Oh no, I see, he's rolling up the periscope all wrong, dear.
Oh my goodness, dear, please set him straight, dear.
Clockwise.
Don't. Okay. Next it'll be Captain Snodbottom.
Kendall, the secret behind our existence, do you know what it is?
The deepest part to the ocean?
Yes. Kendall, Earth appears to be the only terrestrial planet with a subduction zone.
Ooh.
Kendall's used to being in the seduction zone, but I'm talking about the subduction zone.
I am a subduction zone.
You are. Susan can attest. Kendall, both Mercury and Earth's moon are tectonically dead. Kendall, it's been speculated that without subduction, the land would still be underwater and terrestrial life, including humans, would never have evolved. Could you imagine if there had been no subduction?
There would be no mountains for Bob Ross to have painted.
No mountains. Ain't no mountain subducted enough.
That's what that song would have been about. Ain't a mountain high enough because there was
no mountain
subduction.
High enough. No subduction low enough.
Cliff, do you know what the deepest part of the ocean is?
The Mariana Trench?
Yeah, but you know how deep it is. 36,000 feet below sea level.
Oh,
that's a deep one.
When you said 36,000, I thought, oh my God, don't tell my waist size on this episode.
1 mile above what the Mount Everest would be high is how deep that trench is, just like your waist.
You could put the whole of Mount Everest in that.
Got the whole
trench.
Mountain
in the a trench. You got the whole mountain
in a trench. You got the whole Mount Everest
in a trench.
In a trench. You got the whole mountain in that trench.
Oh, you know, Kendall.
Classic.
Well, time will tell. But I wanted to tell you about, you know, I just never thought I would be so fat in a submarine so close to the bottom of the ocean.
In a submarine, in a booth. Deep below.
Would you, could you, in a booth? Would you, could you?
Ridiculous.
It's just nuts. And all of the dinners that they brought are just powdered. You have to pour them in a bowl and whip them up.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how people eat this every day.
I don't know.
Where are the cookies?
Where are the cookies? I'm going to slurp some down.
Cliff, did you know?
Did I? Let's see.
That it's time to play host match.
I did. That's a match.
That's a match.
I knew it.
Good. Caught you off guard, didn't
I? This is a segment called host match.
Host match.
Where I want you to remember the object is to match.
Oh, right.
The host.
Right, okay.
Got it. Us.
I got it this time. Let's do it. Let's match some shit.
Kendall.
Yes.
Wash your mouth. That was so. Kendall. Maria the nun burst into the convent one morning screaming. She shouted, "Everybody out. The hills are alive with the sound of blank."
1, 2, 3. Demons.
Monsters. That's ish.
Close.
Demons imply
monstrous
like a
demons.
Religious thing, but you know, it's their cousins.
She was a nun.
It's like the Care Bear cousins.
She would have mistaken them for demons.
She would have. I'm sure there's a reason we could rationalize any answer you might give. Kendall.
You taught us that.
The newspaper editorial. Can you dig this?
Editorial.
Kendall, the newspaper editorial said, Busheltown is in really big trouble. Ever since they put up that plaque on the courthouse that says, "In blank, we trust."
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Host match.
Which it makes
That's
sense.
That's how you do it.
Because we were there when they put out that plaque.
Well, but I did see it.
It's all right. Kendall, I knew you saw it, but I had no idea you would remember it.
You're right.
Kendall, Burney is the world's greatest salesman. He once sold blank to Stevie Wonder.
1, 2, 3. Drugs.
Seeing eye poster.
Oh.
Kendall, drugs. Besmirching the name.
He didn't
Very
buy them.
Very superstitious.
He didn't buy them. He tried to sell them to him.
No, he sold. He once sold.
Well, they were for a friend. They were for a friend.
Oh, my God. Stevie Wonder, we are so sorry. Kendall, at the hospital, Sally Ann said, "I think that nurse used to be a construction worker. She just tried to take my temperature with a blank."
1, 2, 3.
A jackhammer.
Yes! Host match.
All right, finally, the Lord is smiling on us again. Kendall.
Oh, so rare.
Tina said, "Wow, today's kids' toys are so realistic. I just had to take my daughter's Barbie to the blank."
1, 2, 3. Gynecologist.
Planned Parenthood for an abortion.
Well, there. Close enough.
Well, gonna get letters on that one.
Yeah.
Kendall, finally. Stupid Stewart.
Oh, God.
So, stupid. Kendall, stupid Stewart, he was so stupid. He wanted to live in a mobile home, so he put a blank on his house.
1, 2, 3. Tires.
Airplane wings.
Oh, he was stupid. I forgot.
You thought that.
You told me right up front how stupid he was.
Kendall, tires might work.
See, that's where I went wrong. I didn't listen to the whole question.
Thank you for admitting it and coming clean. That's the first step
toward
making a host match miracle.
I'm going to have to take a break. This is a big moment for me. I'll be right back after this.
Oh, boys. Have you had any of this delicious powdered chicken a la cane?
I made a nice pie powder, dear.
Oh, it's so delicious.
I took some of the bananas powder. I took some of the strawberries powder and mixed it all together.
Oh, it's so tasty. All you have to do is add water and stir.
Well, I'll try it.
Kendall, would you try it? Come on.
I'll try it.
Would you? I don't believe him, Gus.
You want to try right now?
Try it.
All right, fine. Here, give
him a spoon.
Well, I see why it would be a banana cream pie powder flavor, but it's a little gritty.
Oh, don't start crying, dear.
No,
I'm sure you're the best.
Oh, no, this is not 100% sure. That's not your fault. I'm saying it's the best. Oh, Lord.
Oh, she is just weeping.
She ran off weeping. I gotta go apologize.
You better.
I'll be back.
You better go.
I believe in miracles. And I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Would you like to make a new friend right now? Well, you can, and it's easy. All you have to do is pick up your phone and call me or one of my friends anytime, 24 hours a day. This is what you've been looking for. Live, one-to-one conversation with someone who's easy to talk to. You can share your inner feelings or just call for the fun of it. So what are you waiting for? Pick up your phone and make a new friend right now.
$2.99 per minute.
Speaking of double chins, Cliff and Kendall are back.
Earth.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. How deep is your love?
We both went into songs.
How deep is your love?
How deep is your love?
We should Google the lyrics for that next time.
Kendall, I want you to know, what's it like down there?
What is it like down there?
Have you ever heard of bottom water?
Cold water.
This is not what I think of when I think of bottom water. Bottom water temperatures are cold.
Ooh.
And they vary between 1 and 4 Celsius.
That is cold, and I wish it was that cold in here right now.
Can you? Oh my God, the pressure at the deepest point, therefore, is equal to 1 ton of weight being placed on the end of your finger?
Big deal.
Big deal.
I got a ton on every bone of my body. Did you know in the 1970s, the Puerto Rico Trench was just a big old waste disposal site?
Groovy, baby.
Yeah. In 5 years, more than 387,000 tons of waste was just thrown in that trench. And even the Apollo 13, they had a radioactive generator that they were going to leave on the moon, but they had to just jettison over the thing, and they just dropped it right there in the trench.
Just drop it in the trench.
It's fine. It's radioactive for 1,000 years, but it's all right.
It's okay.
It's cool.
It's all right. It's radioactive in mysterious ways.
Radioactive.
Is that a song?
What was that noise? Did you feel this thing shake?
Oh, I thought that was you.
No.
Kendall, there are some horrors. Can you believe all that pharmaceutical waste in the Puerto Rico Trench?
It's terrible.
Even the Tonga. The mighty Tonga Trench.
My goodness, it was terrible. Where did you hear that, dear?
Oh, dear. Oh, I hope it didn't hit anything.
I did hear something. What was that?
I thought that was Kendall's bowels.
It was awful. I was in there and I backed into a button and I pressed a torpedo.
She launched a torpedo. Oh, boy. It was quite a mishap. She launched a torpedo.
They were not happy with me, dear. It was awful.
Well, dear, they were improperly labeled, if I do say so myself.
Well, they don't store them there, dear. They shouldn't have been loaded. I don't know what happened here. I feel terrible.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll probably hurt nothing more than some sort of fishing net.
Oh, I hope so, dear. I hope I heard something terrible. I don't go to prison.
Oh, I hope not. I think surely these are international waters.
Look, in the years of things that have been shot with a torpedo, I'm sure this is way low on the totem pole.
It's probably really minor. I mean, maybe it hit like whatever remains of the Titanic or something, but...
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Don't cry. I'm just kidding. You accepted Kendall's apology. Now accept mine.
Rose, what would she think?
She'd think every night in my dreams.
Didn't she sound beautiful?
I feel that is how I knew you.
Well, you brought them both to tears.
Oh, it reminds me of a beautiful wedding nuptials. Oh, my. All of the love that was in the room.
That was so wonderful, dear. Look, I guess things aren't as bad as I thought after all.
Maybe not.
Just a silly torpedo, right?
What one torpedo between friends?
Of course, dear. Let's go have a snack.
I could go for some powdered donuts.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, dear. I'll get the powdered frosting.
Frosting power.
Okay, I wish we had some real donuts down here. Every time they mention something, like, ooh, donut, a little powder.
It's the consistency of, like, a cream of wheat.
I'm just glad I didn't shoot the torpedo.
Oh, we would have had to testify against you.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm just kidding, Kendall. We would all perjure ourselves for you.
Thank you. That's the spirit.
That's the spirit.
I'm glad that you would help me, just like we're going to help some people. Now, Cliff, it's time. When you've got questions, we've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
It's my favorite part of the job.
I know it is. Let's help some people.
Helping people.
Let's do it.
When you really are helping people, you're really helping
yourself.
Your own damn self.
Got that right.
Damn all right. Right. Kendall, I've got a letter.
Do it. Read it.
I've got a letter, Kendall.
No.
You get a letter, I'll get a letter opener, Cliff.
No.
Oh, you already got one.
Here we go. I got one. I just ripped it with my hands. I do possess that upper arm strength. Kendall, dear Cliff and Kendall, that's what it says. Right. And then it goes on to say, on occasion, I lunched with a rather casual business acquaintance. Recently, after finishing the meal, Cliff and Kendall, this lady took dental floss from her purse and flossed her teeth at the table.
Oh, Mrs. Parker's from somewhere screaming.
Oh, this was in the presence of other diners, and I was shocked and embarrassed. Mm-mm. The woman holds an important position with a reputable company. Cliff and Kendall, I could not believe what I was seeing. I was like, huh? And the first time this happened, I put the incident behind me. However, she repeated the same scene at our next luncheon and at my daughter's wedding. And as if that were not bad enough, she put the used dental floss on the edge of her plate. Cliff and Kendall, I think the waiter almost barfed.
As expected.
Cliff and Kendall, please advise your readers that flossing is something that should be done in private. I cannot tell this individual person because it could mean the loss of business for me. And Cliff and Kendall, nothing is more important than business. And I can't afford such a loss at this terrible, terrible business time.
All right, Scrooge. I got
and that sign, baffled businessman in Busheltown.
Well, I got the answer for you, Cliff.
What?
Believe it or not, I got the perfect answer. Here's what you do.
Believe it or not, he's got an answer.
Next time you go out.
You never thought it would feel so free.
I didn't. But it's feeling very free. So next time you go out.
He's answering your question on a wing and a prayer. What could it be?
Why don't we just see?
Here's an answer. Let's see.
All right. So next time you go out with this group of people, you just casually bring up, don't you hate it when people just like at the table just like start clipping their fingernails or flossing their teeth? Isn't that disgusting? Just make a big deal out of it and maybe they'll get the hint. I see that's the way to go, and then you don't have to say anything to that person.
And people used to call me passive aggressive.
Oh no, I've taken that on full and well. Well, never. I don't like conflict, Cliff, and if this person owns but you can't talk back to them, that's the only way around it.
Can't talk back.
Isn't that right?
Yakety yak, you can't talk back.
You get fired, so.
You get fired.
Or murdered.
Worse. Could be worse.
All right.
Could be raining. What else, Kendall?
That's what I would do. That'll solve the problem.
Now I'm saying, for you, what else? Do you have a
question? Oh, I got you. Yes.
For me.
I got a letter right here.
Sorry to be so vague.
Sorry. I didn't know.
Dear
Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
This is a show about love.
We moved to the country.
To the country.
But we're not really that far out of town.
Oh, wow. Big news.
The news is coming. My educated, urbane, professional husband, who has always lived in the city, now bypasses our 2.5 bathrooms and just relieves himself outdoors in a king of all he surveys pose. We no longer have children living at home, and he refrains from doing it when we have company or if there's any possibility of being seen, but it still drives me crazy. Could I be jealous because I'm female, or should I join him? Is it truly an unsanitary as it seems? And is a letter a first on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast? She's very concerned about that. That's signed Tempted in California.
What was she concerned
about? I'm not concerned. She was very interested in knowing whether it was the first on Cliff and Kendall
Coast. No, we've had other letters. And what I want to let her know is, join him, baby. And then say to yourself, kiss the rain whenever you're near me. Kiss the rain.
Let it fly.
Let it fly. Come on, rain. Feel it on my window pane. Oh, it's just the best. I can't stand the rain. That's what she's saying, but she's got to embrace the rain.
Just go out there and let it fly.
Don't you find one of the great joys is just peeing? Anywhere other than a toilet.
Anywhere.
It's the best.
I do love that we can pee anywhere we need to.
Well, she can too. She just got to sort of squat down.
Oh, I know. No, I mean that we can just go anywhere.
As humans.
If you need to.
It's a God-given right, honey.
That's right.
Hunty, you got to know this, bitch.
When you go hiking, you just got to Pack it out.
What are you supposed to do?
What?
Dig a trench?
No.
Dig a Tonka trench?
A deep, deep trench.
Put it, like, they're like pharmaceutical waste?
All right, well, we have helped so many people.
Oh, Kendra, I forgot that's what we were even doing with
I know, well, because we do it all the time.
It just comes so naturally to us.
It feels like a normal part of the show.
It's very normal of us to do that.
Like candy or helping people.
That's what I'm telling you. It's a show about love, everybody.
It is, week to week.
Week to week, the underlining... Underlining. Don't you wish my pants had some underlining? Because they are... Oh, it's a little bit swampy down there.
Wish somebody would underline the fine print.
It's hot in this submarine.
It is so hot in here.
Oh, terrible news.
Oh, God. It's terrible, dear. It's absolutely terrible.
Something very, very frightening has been spotted on the radar screen.
Oh, God. What is it?
Oh, what are you... Are
retaliation
you
from the torpedo?
No.
No, dear. It's worse. Worse.
Oh no, it's some sort of Loch Ness monster creature.
Awful.
Oh my.
What?
It could be some sort of terrifying remnant from the Jurassic era.
Look, dear, it's on the screen. Take a look at it, dear.
Oh
my goodness, that does look like a Loch Ness monster.
Now, that's some sort of like huge, one of those big, like crushing squids or something, I think.
Ooh, do you think it's going to crush the whole submarine?
I mean, it could. It doesn't it look big enough, too?
It looks terrifying.
I mean, look at that.
Oh, dear, I hope I haven't spent the only torpedo we had.
We might
need it for the battle.
Oh, dear, we've got to go strategize.
You must check with the captain and make sure he knows what he's doing, dear.
I'm going to give him some advice.
Do you have any experience with Loch Ness monsters?
Oh, I have so much naval experience from my year as a naval reserve officer. Oh, I didn't spend all of my time swabbing the poop deck.
Good dear, I'm so happy we have you.
I'm going to go impart a little bit of my advice that I picked up from my old general supervisor.
That's a good idea, dear. Let's tell the captain.
Oh, excuse me, Captain.
What are we going to do?
What kind of world is this where we go on an innocent ride tour and then suddenly a monster?
Is this how we die?
Suddenly a monster.
Deep under the ocean? My mother would have told me how dangerous this would have been before we started.
She would crap if she knew.
Well.
How dangerous you were living your life.
Cliff, you know we've done this for years and years, but we know the show has to go on.
So would
no
you
matter
not,
what the dangers.
Would you just not touch the dial?
I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to leave it on while we go through this terrible ordeal.
Leave it on, baby.
Leave it on.
You can leave your dial on.
I done turned it on and I'm leaving it there.
Oh, yeah. You know what gets me going. All right, Kendall, here we go. Speaking of going. What sitcom TV reporter dines with Walter Cronkite and trades barbs with Henry Kissinger?
Dan Rather.
You know. Yes, the great sitcom character, Dan.
Oh, he's a sitcom character. Wait, I missed it. Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van... No.
Damn.
You make me feel like a natural fatso. Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown. Didn't see that one coming.
Fatso. Now, that I look forward to that return, don't you?
Yeah, well, hey, we're bringing them all back.
Come back, Murph.
Keep them coming. What show did Angela Lansbury describe as a cerebral exercise?
Cerebral exercise. Mm-hmm. Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
Kendall.
Yes.
Don't touch the dial.
I'm not touching it, Cliff. I put a note on it. It says don't touch it.
No touchy. Looky, no touchy. Kendall, what animated cartoon duo, not us, was feted on a 50th birthday bash on the old TBS Superstation in 1990?
What, Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No.
No. Who was it?
Do you want a second chance? Willie, do it, listeners. Hold on before you say it. Listeners, I want you to find somebody that is in the near vicinity of you. Make a bet. Do you think he's going to get it on his second try? Maybe.
Mighty Mouse.
Cartoon duo Mighty Mouse.
Oh, see, you were talking too long. You made me forget.
Find somebody else. Make another bet.
I need a duo. Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. You got it. I hope you bet on him. Bet on him.
Loser.
when you spot a sure thing, you just bet on it.
But what minuscule comic was the center square on the very last Hollywood Squares show?
Oh, Hervé Velasquez.
Yeah, you're close. George Gobel.
Oh, who the hell's that?
I don't know.
Kendall.
Minuscule comic.
Kendall, what show's arch villain warned, if they do not see the joke, pull the ropes? and let them choke.
Laughing. No, Batman starts for the Joker.
Yeah, Batman.
Was it?
Yeah, what shows?
Oh, what shows? Yes.
Batman. Holy moly. All right, now I know Mrs. Potter Butterbutter.
We can touch the dog again.
Weren't they just in here for something? It was something and they were just in here.
Hello, dear. Oh,
something very bizarre has happened.
It's very embarrassing, dear. You see,
I'm embarrassed for all Americans everywhere.
Well, dear, you see, we thought that it was the Loch Ness Monster on the screen.
What was it?
Well, it was Charles the Contractor's underwear, dear. He seemed to have pushed it into the port when he put the torpedo in there.
He stowed it in the torpedo hole.
Why was he messing with torpedoes? Please don't let Charles the Contractor mess with torpedoes.
Kato, do you think anybody knows why Charles does anything?
He's already been arrested, dear. We must go get him out of the prison immediately.
I bet that. Did they put him in one of those, like the what do they call that?
Well, they have two maximum security cells here, dear.
He's locked up and he's insisting that he serve as his own lawyer.
Oh, my goodness, dear, we must get there at once. This is a terrible idea.
You know, dear, you know what they say? A client with themselves for a lawyer is very stupid.
That's right, dear.
That's
there
right.
Indeed.
I think that was on
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy last
That's
night.
That's where it was, dear.
Oh, no. Let's go get him, dear. Kendall, you may want to get out a blank check. He's got more legal fees.
Not covering
fees.
Any more legal fees. Oh. Wait, come back.
There they go. I think they're assuming you're going to fit
know,
this one again.
I know. I've got to go. I've got to go talk to them. We've got to sort this out. Maybe there's a way without a whole bunch of legal fees.
I think all this pressure is just getting to all of us.
I think I'm having like underwater sickness or whatever it's called.
Kendall's got underwater
sickness. I've got the bends.
I've got the hippie shakes. And it's time to go.
It's so time to go. Do you have a quote?
Well, I'm leaving my family. I'm leaving all my friends. My body's at home, but my heart's in the wind. And the clouds are like the light upon a new front page sky. My tears are salt water, the moon's full and high. Dog out.
That was a beautiful quote. I got a quote for you. I know. You must not lose faith in humanity. Humanity is like an ocean. If a few drops in the ocean are dirty, the ocean does not become dirty.
I hope so, because I think all that stuff they put in that trench.
Cliff, that wasn't just some blondie, that was Mahatma Gandhi. Can you believe it?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Let's go get Charles out of prison. We'll see you next week.
The Brig. That's what I was
The Brig. Saying.
I bet that's what they call it. See if they still...
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Yakety yak, you can't talk back.
You get fired.
Or
murdered.